The Youth's Instructor, April 28, 1908, Wise Counsel to Youth. I write unto you, young men, says the Apostle, because ye have overcome the wicked one. There is a work of overcoming to be done, and it is given to the youth to experience the joys of the overcomer. Into the life of every believing child of God is to be brought the work of resisting evil. Take the promises of God and claim them as your own. If you fail, and you may, for older persons fail, do not give up in discouragement and say, "The Lord has forsaken me." If you have done wrong, go to the one you have wronged and confess your fault. Then go to the Lord and ask His forgiveness. He will receive you, for He has promised, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When Christ abides in your life, you may look to Him to complete the work He has begun in you. God will give wisdom and understanding and knowledge to the youth who seek Him with sincerity of heart. He will help the student to be a power for good in the schoolroom and outside the school to live so true a life that the world will take knowledge of him that he has been with Jesus and learned of him. He will enable the older members of the family to set a true example before the younger members and will teach them how to seek together for perfection of character. God wants us to be good and to do good. It is your privilege to learn of God and then teach others what they must do to be saved. The voice is a wonderful talent. God wants you to improve this talent that you may be a blessing to others. Learn to speak the kind and helpful and tender word. It is your privilege to break away from every form of wrongdoing. By putting away pride and selfishness and coming into right relation with God, you may begin to have heaven right here on earth. And in this work, you will be laborers together with God. Do not cease to pray. The Lord will hear the prayer of the contrite heart. Repeat the promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. With this threefold promise, God desires to impress your hearts with the assurance that if you will go to Him in your need, He will surely help you. When you make an entire surrender to God, He will give you most precious thoughts, and heavenly angels will cooperate with you. The Spirit of God will give you words to speak that will touch hearts and help you to reach souls. Satan has a great desire to ruin souls. Christ has a great desire to save them. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," he invites, "and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is a blessed invitation to lay all our perplexities at the feet of Jesus and to rest in His love. Take time to think of the pleasures that await those who are faithful. When this earthly pilgrimage is ended, you will have the Savior's presence with you continually. He will lead you to behold the beautiful scenes of the earth made new. He will talk to you about the things most precious and will teach you a fuller knowledge of His way. The education you gain in the things of God in this life will not end here. All that you gain, you will take with you to the future life. And Christ, as your teacher, will continue the work of education through the eternal ages. And your love for Him will broaden and deepen as you realize more fully all that His sacrifice has purchased for you. Transgression has almost reached its limit. Confusion fills the world, and a great terror is soon to come upon human beings. The end is very near. God's people should be preparing for what is to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. Our time is precious. We have but a few, very few, days of probation in which to make ready for the future immortal life. We have no time to spend in haphazard movements. We should fear to skim the surface of the Word of God.